under a crescent moon, where the desert wind hums an ancient melody and the stars lean close to listen, it's time for a story.
Baba, Baba, you're home.
Assalamu alaikum, my little man. Come here.
Wa alaikum assalam, Baba.
How was your day, Habibi?
It was okay.
Just okay. Tell Baba what happened.
At school, some of the kids were being mean to Maryam. They were calling her names because of her hijab, and I told them to stop. I said, it's not nice, and they should leave her alone.
Masha Allah, that was very brave, Yusuf. What happened after that?
They started being mean to me instead. They said I was weird. Nobody wanted to play with me at recess. I sat by myself on the bench. Baba, is it always hard to do the right thing?
Come sit with me, Habibi. You know what? You remind me of someone tonight. Someone very, very special. A prophet of Allah.
A prophet? Who?
Prophet Ibrahim, alayhi salam. When he was young, not much older than you, he did something so brave that people still talk about it thousands and thousands of years later.
What did he do?
Well, let me tell you.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Long, long ago, in a land between two great rivers, there was a city full of people who had forgotten about Allah. Instead, they carved statues out of stone and wood, big ones, small ones, some as tall as a grown man, and they bowed down to them. They prayed to them. They brought them food and asked them for help. And the man who carved the finest idols in all the city, his name was Azar. And Azar was Ibrahim's father. Now, young Ibrahim would watch his father carving these statues day after day. He would see the people come and bow before them. And something inside Ibrahim's heart told him, "This isn't right." The Quran tells us that Allah opened Ibrahim's eyes. Allah showed him the kingdom of the heavens and the earth so that he would be among those who are certain of the truth. One night, Ibrahim looked up at the sky and saw a bright star. Ibrahim wondered, could this bright star be his Lord? But then the star set and disappeared below the horizon. Ibrahim realized he could not love something that sets and disappears. Then the moon rose, round and glowing. It was even bigger than the star. Ibrahim thought perhaps the moon could be his Lord. But the moon set too. And then the sun rose, brilliant and blazing across the sky. Surely this must be the Lord, Ibrahim thought. The sun is the greatest of all. But even the mighty sun sank below the earth at the end of the day, and Ibrahim understood the truth. The Quran tells us that Ibrahim declared, "I have directed my attention towards him who created the heavens and the earth, and I am not of the idolaters." Ibrahim went to his father, gently, respectfully, and the Quran tells us he asked, "O my father, why do you worship what can neither hear nor see nor benefit you in any way? O my father, there has come to me knowledge that never came to you. So follow me, and I will guide you along a straight way." But Azar was not happy. His face grew hard.
"Do you reject my gods, Ibrahim? If you do not stop this, I will stone you. Get away from me."
Ibrahim did not shout back.
He did not argue or say something cruel. The Quran tells us that Ibrahim responded with kindness. Peace be upon you. I will ask my Lord to forgive you. He has been kind to me.
You see, Yusuf, Ibrahim was kind even when someone was unkind to him, even when it was his own father.
That must have been really hard.
It was. But Ibrahim knew the truth, and he wasn't going to give it up. Not for anyone. Now, here comes the really brave part.
A festival day came. All the people left the city to celebrate outside the walls. But Ibrahim stayed behind. He looked at the stars and said, "I feel sick." So they left him alone. Ibrahim walked into the great temple where all the idols stood in rows, silent, staring with their blank stone eyes. Food had been placed before them as offerings. Ibrahim looked at the food and the silent statues. He mocked them. "Will you not eat? What is it with you that you do not speak?" Nothing, not a word, not a movement, because they were only stone. Then Ibrahim raised his right hand. He broke them all. Every single one. Except the biggest idol. He left that one standing and placed the axe in its hands. When the people came back and found their idols in pieces on the floor, they were furious. They dragged Ibrahim before everyone and demanded, "Are you the one who did this to our gods, Ibrahim?" Ibrahim looked at them calmly and replied, "It was this biggest of them that did it. Ask them if they can speak." The people looked at each other. They knew the idols couldn't speak. They knew it. Deep down, they had always known it. The Quran tells us they turned to one another and said, "You yourselves are the wrongdoers." But they reverted to their old ideas. "You certainly know that these do not speak." Ibrahim pressed on boldly. "Do you worship instead of Allah? What can neither benefit you in anything nor harm you? Do you not understand?" But instead of listening, instead of thinking, they got angry. They built a fire so large, so hot, that no one could even get close to it. They had to use a catapult to throw Ibrahim in. The flames reached up toward the sky. And as Ibrahim flew through the air toward that terrible fire, Allah spoke. The Quran tells us that Allah said, "O fire, be coolness and safety upon Ibrahim." And the fire obeyed its Lord. It did not burn Ibrahim. Not a hair on his head, not a thread on his clothes. He sat in the middle of that great blaze, and it was cool and peaceful, like a garden. They had tried to destroy him, but Allah protected him. They had planned against him, but Allah made them the losers. And after that, Ibrahim left that city, and Allah blessed him with everything: prophethood, family, and a legacy that every Muslim carries in their heart to this very day.
The fire didn't burn him at all?
Not at all. Alhamdulillah, Allah protected him.
Because he did the right thing?
Because he did the right thing, and he trusted Allah completely. Yusuf, today, when you stood up for Maryam, nobody threw you in a fire. But it still hurt, didn't it? Sitting on that bench alone.
Yeah.
Ibrahim was all alone too. His own father was against him. His whole city wanted to hurt him. But he had Allah. And that was enough. And you know what, Habibi? Masha Allah. You had Allah with you on that bench too. And I think what you did today, standing up for your friend when everyone else was being unkind, I think Prophet Ibrahim would have been proud of you.
Baba?
Yes, Habibi?
Can you tell me another story tomorrow?
Insha'Allah. Every night, Habibi. Every night. Bismillah. Sleep well, my brave boy.
And so ends tonight's story from Under a Crescent Moon. Remember, doing the right thing is not always easy, but Allah is always with the ones who are brave enough to try. New stories are available every Friday. Until next time, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. The story of Prophet Ibrahim and the idols is told in the Holy Quran, in Surah Al-An'am, Surah Maryam, Surah Al-Anbiya, and Surah As-Saffat. And the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us about Ibrahim's courage in the hadith collected by Imam Al-Bukhari. Translations of Quranic verses used in this episode graciously provided by Clear Quran with permission from Talal Itani.